10 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. 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 5 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
That's Texas, home of George Strait the King. Ain't no such thing as chili with beans. That's Texas, hot as a flat-top griddle. Ain't got a band if you ain't got a fiddle. That's Texas, with a capital T. If I can't go to heaven, I got a plan B. And that's Texas, yeah, that's Texas. Them two-step queens will bring you to your knees. Yeah, buddy, God sure blessed them. There's 50 states, but at the end of the day, there's one that you don't mess with. That's Texas, home of Robert Earl Keen. Ain't no such thing as chili with beans. That's Texas, hot as a flat-top griddle. Ain't got a band if you ain't got a fiddle. That's Texas, with a capital T. If I can't go to heaven, I got a plan B. And that's Texas, yeah, that's Texas. Tell them about it, boys.
Just 4 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Till Rough Riders Baseball.
Thirsty, thirsty, trying to choose. I mean, I know I'm critical. My neti bag, my kitty boots. I got the juice, I got the juice.
Channel, Chatham's on. Foolies glad I'm home. Even my haters kinda glad I'm on. Rest in peace to my vagabond. Rapper, song, singer, suspended, subpoenaed. From misdemeanors, dreamer, hellback, sacks. Loki's still a deer. And I still shake a boat squat. Praying for my broke got city on the come up. Shot that fucking Sosa. Shot my fucking fat trail. Shot my fucking Joseph. Playing Buenos Aires while they sleeping Buenos Noches. Wonder if I wrote this. Cause it's so crisp. The most broken gold stock broker when I solstice. I could win an Oscar. Russian accent Husky. Acid addict Rossley.
Rough Riders Baseball is just 2 minutes away.
Hey, I hear the voice of the preacher from the back room. Calling my name and I follow just to find you. I trace the faith to a broken down television and put on the weather. Then I've trained myself to give up on the past, cause I've frozen time between hearses and caskets. Lost control when I panicked at the acid test. I wanna get better.
One minute left till Rough Riders Baseball. Just 30 more seconds. Let's ride.
It's time for the Rough Riders pregame show on the Rough Riders Baseball Network, featuring interviews with players and coaches, a look around the Texas League, and a closer look at today's game. Let's head out to the ballpark, and here's your host, Zach Bigley.
From Midland, Texas, it's our pleasure to welcome you inside Momentum Bank Ballpark as we get you ready for Game 1 of 6 between the Frisco Rough Riders and the Midland Rockhounds. It's the two best teams in the Texas League South Division matching up for this six-game series. Hi, everybody. I'm Zach Bigley. Very happy to have you as today the Rough Riders send Ben Anderson to the hill as they put their best record in entirety of AA on the line against the team that trails them by just one game in the Texas League South Division. It's Ben Anderson taking the mound for the Rough Riders, and he has been good this season for Frisco. Anderson, a 5-5 record, a 3.75 ERA. He's making his 17th appearance and 15th start on the season in 72 innings, 65 strikeouts, but just 18 walks. That's the name of the game for Ben, is not allowing a lot of walks, and over his last two starts combined, he's gone 10 shutout innings, allowing just 5 hits while striking out 9 in those 10 innings. So Ben Anderson goes for the Rough Riders against a very familiar face in Blake Beers on the other side. The 26-year-old stands 6'4", 215 pounds out of Torrance, California. Beers making his fourth start against the Rough Riders this year. He's 2-1 with a 2.12 earned run average. Beers coming off a very wonderful month of July. He won Texas League Pitcher of the Month in July, going 3-0. With a 1.50 ERA. His numbers on the season, 9-6 with a 3.87 earned run average in 20 appearances and 17 starts, 107 innings pitched, 94 strikeouts to 31 walks. Beer in the month of July, just phenomenal, including two starts that went 7 innings or more, went 7 innings against San Antonio and went 8 shutout innings against Arkansas earlier in the month. There was one start in the month of August. He allowed 2 runs over 4 2/3 innings while striking out 7 last week in Arkansas. The Rough Riders coming off a 5-6 series win in San Antonio, while Midland lost 4-6 at Arkansas, scoring just 13 runs in that series on the offensive side. So Frisco will try to keep that pitching in really top shape as they allowed just a 1.83 earned run average on the other side for San Antonio in that series last week. So it's the Frisco Rough Riders and the Midland Rockhounds here in Game 1 of this six-game series. Very happy to have you along from Midland, Texas at Momentum Bank Ballpark. We had a lot of transactions before today's game for the Rough Riders and a few new players on the roster. We'll tell you a little bit more about that as the game goes along, but first, we introduce you to the newest Rough Rider, Tucker Mitchell, a catcher who just came up with from High A Hickory. He was kind enough to join us on the pregame show, and he's our pregame interview with part one of that interview with Tucker Mitchell coming up next. Rough Riders and Rockhounds, Game 1, with first pitch coming at 6:30, but we'll be joined by Tucker Mitchell on the other side of this on the Riders Baseball Network.
The Frisco Rough Riders provide the best night out for you and your groups. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the Riders Baseball excitement. Let's ride.
On Friday nights, the stars won't be the only things big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning May 26th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the covered comfort of a ball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Ball still carrying, and it's gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
We welcome you back to Midland here as we're joined on the pregame show by the newest Rough Rider, Tucker Mitchell, the catcher. And welcome to Frisco. Welcome to AA, first of all. How did you hear the news that you were first getting called up here?
We had just finished a road trip from Asheville. Got back into the locker room. Chad, the manager in Hickory, came up and said, hey, you're going up to AA. Kind of took me off guard a little bit, but excited to be here.
What does it mean to you to get this promotion up here to this level?
It was a lot of tough years and tough battles in low A and high A, Kinston and Hickory. I love both those places, but I get to be with some of the guys that I played with there and get around this group and move up. Just keep chugging along, you know.
As a catcher, it feels like familiarity is so important, especially with some of the pitchers and your catching guys who you've caught in the past. How important is that for you and your success up here to come and catch familiar guys?
It's huge. That's one of the things we talk about as an organization, is just knowing the pitcher, having that personal relationship with them on the field, off the field, knowing their tendencies. So being around some of these guys, and I've caught every single one of them before, whether that be in spring training or at an affiliate. So just reacquaintance myself with them, get to know what they're working on right now and what they like right now. And that'll just help us as a whole.
And introducing yourself to some of the Frisco fan base here, what kind of player would you describe yourself as?
Give 100%. I like to enjoy myself out there. Good effort and let the results happen almost.
I love it. We're joined by Tucker Mitchell here, newest Rough Rider, a catcher. And I want to dive into your past a little bit. You were born in Irving, Texas, not too far away from Frisco, and then grew up in Virginia. But you made the decision to go to IMG Academy during your junior year of high school. What kind of led to that decision?
It was just something that I had seen on the internet. My brother had done a visit there when I was a little bit younger, just kind of kept up with it. My sophomore year of high school in Virginia, we had snow on the ground about 2 weeks before our first game. So that was kind of one of the big deciding factors of, like, I really want to do this. I really want to play baseball at the highest level, and I need to play more. So moving to Florida, I got to play year-round. Like, huge thank you to my parents for letting me do that. I mean, it wasn't an easy decision, but I am forever grateful for that and wouldn't do it any other way.
How would you describe, for people who didn't experience something like that, playing baseball at IMG Academy with all the prestigious accolades that surround that school?
It's a lot of hard work. There's a lot of opportunities to get better as well. Like, if you take advantage of everything and really, like, buy into what they're willing to give you, like, you can really help your career. And like I did, I feel like I really helped my career doing that.
You won a national championship when you were there as well. What was that experience like?
It was a crazy, crazy time. I mean, people always talk about scouts being in the stands. Like, our first intermittent game, like, before the season even started, was full of as many scouts as you can think of. Like, we have a couple big leaguers that were on that team, or future big leaguers as well. So it was a great experience, and got to experience some tough situations in front of a lot of pro scouts, so that was great.
All right, well, we're so excited to have you here in Frisco. Welcome to Midland, first of all, I guess, and thanks for joining us here on the pregame show.
Thank you, I appreciate it.
We'll be right back on the Riders Baseball Network.
The best deal in the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea and Thirsty Thursday. Fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket and enjoy the party at the Lazy River for just $25. With a live DJ, $2 Twisted Tea, Truly and Drafts, and even more drink specials in the Seating Bowl. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
At Riders Field, Sundays are for the kids. Every Sunday home Rough Riders game means kid-friendly themes, inflatables, and games. There's no better place in the Metroplex to spend a Sunday than with the Riders Kids Sunday Fun Days, presented by Raising Cane's. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Hi, it's Ben Anderson thanking all Rough Riders fans for your support. Let's ride.
Ben Anderson getting ready to make the start today for the Rough Riders here in Game 1 as the Rough Riders meet with the Midland Rockhounds. It's the 13th head-to-head appearance this season between these two teams. The Rockhounds have won this season series so far 8-4 to this point. It's game number 103 on the season for the Rough Riders, coming in at 21-12 in the second half. They are the best team in the Texas League South Division, while they are 65-37 overall, and that is the best record in all of AA. On the other side, Midland just one game back of them in the second half at 20-13, and they're 60-42, which is the second best record in the Texas League this season. It's a matchup of two teams that have had very good years this season here in Game 1 of the series. With that, let's get to the starting lineups for both teams. And today, the Rough Riders lineup announced by Kavika Emsley-Pye, who's the development coach for the Rough Riders and is the acting manager in this series, as Carlos Cardoza is on vacation. So here's the lineup for the Rough Riders. Alejandro Osuna, the center fielder, leads it off. Then it's Caber Rodriguez, the shortstop, and Josh Hatcher, the right fielder, today hitting third. Cody Freeman at third base, Abimelech Ortiz at first base, and Aaron Zavala in left field make up the middle third of the order, while it's Luis Mieses, the DH, Cooper Johnson, the catcher, and Franer Chavez, the second baseman, rounding out the card for the Rough Riders. Once again for Frisco, Osuna, Rodriguez, Hatcher, Freeman, Ortiz, Zavala, Mieses, Johnson, and Chavez, the starting nine for Ben Anderson. For the Midland Rockhounds, as announced by Gregorio Petit, it looks like this. Denzel Clark, the center fielder, leads it off, the number three prospect in the A's organization. Then it's Brennan Malone, the first baseman, and Henry Bolte, seeing the Rough Riders for the first time. He's in right field. Daniel Susak is the catcher, cleaning it up. Then it's Jack Winkler at second, and Brian Buelvas is the left fielder today, hitting in the sixth spot. Jordan Groshans, the third baseman, hits seventh. Jeremy Eierman at shortstop. And Junior Perez is the DH, batting in the ninth spot. Once again for the Rockhounds, it's Clark, Malone, Bolte, Susak, Winkler, Buelvas, Groshans, Eierman, and Perez. Blake Beers makes the start here for the Rockhounds. It's his seventh career start against Frisco. It's been a tale of two seasons for him against the Rough Riders. Last year, 10 2/3 innings, he allowed 17 earned runs for an over 14 ERA. This season, much better. He has a 2.12 ERA against the Rough Riders in three starts. So Blake Beers and Ben Anderson should be a fun pitching matchup here in game number one of this six-game series. The Rough Riders are looking a little bit different today if you've been following Frisco. And if you were only following the Rough Riders at home games, they're going to look extremely different when they get home because of all the moves they made last week. The Rough Riders adding three players, one a familiar name, Brian Chi, who's coming back down from AAA earlier today, and Scott Capers was placed on the development list, the catcher. They added Tucker Mitchell, who you just heard from in the pregame show, and then another exciting player added as well, Larson Kendrick, the reliever who is hot tonight. We'll see if he actually throws tonight for the Rough Riders. So here come the Midland Rockhounds in their white uniform tops and bottoms, white ball cap on the forehead, and a navy back to it with an orange brim, I should say, and we are almost ready for baseball here in Midland. We break for the national anthem. Come back and get your first pitch right after this here on the Riders Baseball Network.
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free, presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long, every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Make sure to stop by Riders Field as it turns into a giant loteria board. Grab your cards at the gate and have a chance to win prizes as the Rough Riders host the Springfield Cardinals on Saturday, August 17th for a 7:05 first pitch. Don't forget, it's also the Rough Riders' second of three games as Cases of Frisco in 2024. Cases of Frisco are sponsored by Baylor Scott & White Health. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Viva Kissels!
Fun is on deck when you bring your group outing to the Dugout Deck at Riders Field. Located on the first base side of the stadium, the Dugout Deck provides your group with a great view of the game and all-you-can-eat food, beer, and wine from the Founders Express concession stand. Visit ridersbaseball.com/groups for more.
And he made the grab.
He makes the diving catch, and the Riders win.
Now it's time for another presentation of Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
If it stays fair, there's no doubt about it. Over the lazy river.
Gone!
The Riders have come storming back.
It's out of here!
The Frisco Rough Riders are the 2022 Texas League champions and a proud AA affiliate of the world champion Texas Rangers.
Good night!
And it's gone!
The 2022 Frisco Rough Riders are Texas League champions!
Oh my goodness!
What a play!
Oh baby, what a night!
Now, let's head to the ballpark for the call of today's game. Here's the voice of the Rough Riders, Zach Bigley.
On a warm but pleasant day here in Midland, Texas, we welcome you into Momentum Bank Ballpark for Game 1 of the six-game series between the Rough Riders and the Rockhounds. Hi, everybody. I'm Zach Bigley. Very happy to have you along here in the Permian Basin as the Rough Riders look to start off this series on a good note as they continue their 12-game road trip here in August. The Rough Riders coming in with the best record in all of AA at a whopping 65-37. While Midland is 60-42 as they look to be the favorites here in the second half to make the postseason in the Texas League South. They're just one game back of the Rough Riders, who currently have first place in both the first half and the second half to this point right now. So Alejandro Osuna is set to lead it off against Blake Beers, the former Michigan Wolverine and right-hander out of Torrance, California. He was taken by the Oakland Athletics back in the 19th round of the 2021 draft, and the 26-year-old stands 6'4", 215 pounds, making his seventh career start against the Rough Riders. Today, the lineup once again for Frisco, it's Alejandro Osuna, Kaber Rodriguez, and Josh Hatcher. Middle third, Cody Freeman, Abimelech Ortiz, and Aaron Zavala. And the bottom third, Luis Mieses, Cooper Johnson, and Franier Chavez. The Rough Riders have to be feeling pretty good coming in to this series, coming off a 5-1 series win. Their last time out was against the San Antonio Missions earlier in this road trip. Alejandro Osuna ready to lead it off. Left-handed batter. Beers, the right-hander, ready from the stretch, and he deals in the game's first pitch. It's on the outside corner, called strike, and we're underway. 6:34, just 4 minutes tardy on this warm day. 97 degrees with the feels like of 100 in Midland. 5-mile-an-hour winds blowing in from left field. 0-1. There's a high pop-up left side, foul ground. The third baseman, Groshans, over towards the Riders' dugout, and it's just out of his reach into the camera well. Bounces up under the net and into the stands. And it's no balls and two strikes on Osuna here in the top of the first inning. Kavika Emsley-Pye, the acting manager for the Rough Riders, is coaching first base with manager Carlos Cardoza on his week-long vacation. There's the stretch. And the right-hander's pitch. That's just high, and it's one ball and two strikes. JT Heenan is the first base coach today. Heenan filling in for the Rough Riders as Tyler Wolf is also on his vacation. The pitch is fouled straight back, and it's one ball and two strikes. So Frisco down in the count just a little bit on the coaching staff side of things, but still feeling pretty good coming into this series. Osuna has been swinging a hot bat. He's hitting 300 on the year with a 928 OPS for the Rough Riders in 26 games. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Spears struck him out. Got him with a breaking ball on the outside corner. So Osuna down on strikes, and there's one away for Kaber Rodriguez. Well, Blake Beers is the guy that you don't want to mess with at this juncture. His overall season numbers might not be the most intimidating, but he's one of the hottest pitchers in the league coming into today's start. First pitch on the way to Kaber Rodriguez. He swings and grounds it foul off Susak, the catcher behind home, and it's 0-1. Beer's numbers overall, 9-6 this year with a 3.87 ERA in 20 appearances, 17 starts, but he's the reigning Texas League Pitcher of the Month in July. In the month, he went 3-0 with a 1.50 ERA. And going back even farther, in his last eight starts, he's 6-1 with a 1.61 ERA. 0-1. Fisted in the air down the right field line. Bolte coming in towards the line. He reaches out and paws it out of the sky. Two away. Fly ball out to right field for Kaber Rodriguez, and that brings Josh Hatcher to the plate. Hatcher, a 289 hitter through his first 81 games with 9 homers and a team-high 53 runs batted in. He stands in the pitch. He swings and pops it skyward, left side. The catcher, Susak, over towards the Rough Riders dugout. He reaches out, and it's just out of his reach. A foul ball. It's 0-1 on Hatcher. Hatcher was the one who played the hero on Sunday. The Rough Riders went into the top of the ninth, tied at 2 against San Antonio. Josh Hatcher led off the top of the ninth inning with a solo homer down the right field line to give the Rough Riders the lead. And then right after that, two batters later, Luis Mieses followed with his first Rough Riders home run out to right field as well. The 0-1. Hatcher takes just a hair outside, and it's one ball and one strike. The Riders winning that game 4-2 and taking 5-6 from San Antonio. Riders hit 3 home runs in that game. Kaber Rodriguez also went deep. 1-1. Popped up, left side, foul out of play, and it's one ball and two strikes now on the Rough Riders right fielder. Shadows will play a factor early on in this game. The shadow from the overhang is currently enveloping home plate. Everything else is in sunshine. Should be the first 3 innings or so that the shadow has taken part factor as the pitch is up and away, and it's 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hatcher currently in the shade, as well as Cody Freeman, who's on deck, but Blake Beers pitching here in the first inning in the sunshine. Pull side shift on the infield for Midland. And the offering in. Line foul into the netting on the left side, and it's still 2 balls and 2 strikes on Hatcher. The Rough Riders did not particularly hit well for power. They hit well for power, just not particularly well overall in that series against the Rockhounds. Against San Antonio. 2-2. Fouled away to the left side, and it's still 2 balls and 2 strikes. But the one thing they did do was hit well for power. In fact, the last 2 weeks, the last 12 games, they've hit 14 homers. It's tied for second most in the Texas League, and they have the best OPS in the Texas League during that span as well at 777. 2-2. Hatcher takes down and in. We're full at 3 balls and 2 strikes. Frisco is starting to look up a little bit on the offensive side. It's been an offensive struggle this season overall for the Rough Riders. Here's the stretch of the pitch. Swing and a miss. Got him. Struck him out on a breaking ball down and in. 2 strikeouts in a 1-2-3 first inning for Blake Beers. And we're scoreless into the bottom of the first inning with Ben Anderson on the hill for the Riders when we come back here on the Riders Baseball Network.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, We understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
My dad is a proud Girl Dad. Right, Dad?
Yep.
And he knows Girl Scouts is more than just cookies.
It is.
It's a place where I fit in, where I can be my crazy self, and my friends get me. Right, Dad?
Yes.
And Dad likes it because I'm getting more confident every year. Right, Dad?
You sure are.
So, if you're a Girl Dad, check it out.
It's a real home run.
Dad, join Girl Scouts at gsnetx.org/roughriders.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Hey, this is Josh Hatcher, and you're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Denzel Clark leads it off for Midland as we go to the bottom of the first inning. Here's the first pitch from Ben Anderson, is swing and a miss, and it's 0-1. So the Rough Riders held scoreless in the first inning, and now they turn it over to Ben Anderson, who's been one of their hottest pitchers recently. Here's the stretch, and the right-hander deals home to one of the hottest batters in Clark, and he misses low and away. It's 1-1. Clark is the reigning Texas League Player of the Month in July. He hit a whopping 371 in the month with an over 1,100 OPS. The pitch just on the outside corner for a strike, and it's 1-2. Pullside shift on the infield for the Rough Riders of the right-handed batter at the plate, and the pitch. And one misses high. It's 2-2. Ben Anderson has thrown 10 scoreless innings in his last two outings. 4 innings in relief. Behind Tyler Malley, the rehabber who makes his first Rangers start tonight. 2-2. Chopping the ground to third. Freeman waits on it. He picks, unleashes a strong throw to first. One hop, not in time. Clark, with great speed, legs out the infield single. Freeman waiting for that one to come to him rather than charging it, picking it on the cherry hop rather than the short hop. And because of that, Clark, with his excellent speed, able to get down the line and just beat the one-hop throw. Another hit for Denzel Clark, who's hitting over 300 against the Riders this season. And here's Brennan Malone, the number 24 prospect for the A's. Here's the stretch and the pitch. There's a high fly ball charge to deep center field. Osuna racing back. He's at the warning track, and he reaches up to make the catch. He fires it back in, and Clark belly flops into first base, not in time. So Brennan Malone on the first pitch, flying out to center field. One out for Henry Bolte, making his first appearance against the Rough Riders. He's the number 10 prospect in the A's organization. Anderson reclimbs the hill. No score as he play in the bottom of the first inning. One out, one on. And Anderson making his third start against these Midland Rockhounds. First pitch. Bolte swings, grounds it to third. Freeman backhands onto second for one. Chavez wings it to first. Double play. The Riders get out of the first inning just like that. 5-4-3 around the horn double play. And we go to the top of the second inning. No score on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey fans, are you a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member? Throughout the season, Texas Farm Bureau insurance members get 2 free tickets to any Rough Riders Sunday home game. All you have to do is show proof of membership at the Riders Field box office to get your free tickets. Visit facebook.com/Texas Farm Bureau Insurance to find out how to become a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member today.
Rhythm Energy is offering the lowest daytime energy rate in Texas with their brand new PowerShift electricity plans. With our ACs about to get a workout all summer long, you can't beat the heat, but you also can't beat the savings Rhythm Energy is offering with PowerShift. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more and save on electricity.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Hi, it's Nick Kraut, thanking all Rough Riders fans for your support. Let's ride.
Scoreless in the top of the second inning from Midland. Happy to have you along here on the Riders Baseball Network. Zach Bigley with you. Blake Beers goes 1-2-3 in the first inning. And then Ben Anderson matches him, facing the minimum in the bottom half of the first with a double play. And the man who started that double play, Cody Freeman, leads it off for the Riders in the second. Freeman hitting his 13th home run to lead the team on Saturday. He stands in from the right side. Beers ready from the stretch, and he delivers home. Freeman watches a breaking ball over for a strike, and it's 0-1. This is a ballpark in Midland that normally plays very pitcher-friendly when the wind is blowing in, and it usually blows in pretty hard here, anywhere from 12 miles an hour to all the way up into the 20-mile-an-hour range. But not the case today. It's very warm, 97 degrees, the pitch. There's a fly ball lifted into right field and shallow. Bolte in towards the line, and he reaches up skyward, makes the grab. One out in the second inning for Abimelech Ortiz. The Rough Riders hopefully will be able to take advantage of this ballpark with it not being a pitcher-friendly park, but playing more straight up, especially down the lines. It's 310 down the left field line, 321 down the right field line. The pitch. That's up and away, and it's 1-0. The bullpens are in the corners here at Momentum Bank Ballpark. The Rough Riders bullpen down the left field line. Very odd short porch, but it immediately jets out to a very steep way as the pitch is fouled back, and it's one ball and one strike on Ortiz. In straightaway left field, it's 381 feet, which has to be one of the deepest straightaway lefts in the entirety of the Texas League. Here's the stretch and the offering home. That's up and outside, and it's two balls and one strike. Just to put it in perspective, at Riders Field, that same portion of the ballpark where it's 381 here, it's probably no more than 335, maybe 340. The pitch. Ortiz rockets it foul on the ground to the right side into the Rockhounds dugout. And luckily it didn't hit anybody. Nearly took out somebody who was just sitting there at the end of the dugout. And it was one of the players who just jokingly gets up and walks back into the dugout, gets a drink of water. Two balls and two strikes. Now on the other side of the ballpark down the right field line is the Rockhounds bullpen. 2-2. Ortiz fouls it back, and it's still 2-2 with one out and a scoreless second inning. And it almost appears as if they forgot the bullpen and then just kind of inserted it in front of the wall and built a little fence around it. That's how short of a porch it is. 2-2 is a swing and a miss. Spears wins the battle with Ortiz. He strikes him out. It's his third K. Two outs in the second. Here's Aaron Zavala. And so the Rough Riders have in years past picked on that short porch, homering into the bullpen down the right field line, and I'm sure they will this series as well. Zavala, left-handed batter. The pitch. Outside, 1-0. Zavala coming off a month of July that was his best month of the season. And looking to keep that going here in August. Offering home. He takes outside, and it's two balls and no strikes. Zavala in the month of July hit 277 with a 723 OPS.
It's only his fourth game in the month of August. The pitch. He fouls it away to the left side on a line, and it's 2-1. It's just 2-for-11 to start the month. But a good opportunity to get back on the horse against a right-hander in Beards. He draws a pull side shift in the infield. And the pitch, it tied him up inside, a check swing, and he went around. It's 2 balls and 2 strikes. A nasty looking pitch, just a perfect location down and in. Beers this season has been more effective against lefties than he has against righties. Lefties hitting 238, the pitch. Line foul into the netting above the Riders' dugout on the left side. It's still 2 balls, 2 strikes. Right-hander is hitting 246 against him and have far more homers, though, and more at-bats. He's allowed 16 home runs this season. 2-2 on the way. Down, and it's 3 balls and 2 strikes. Something that he's done really well during this nice stretch is limit the hits against him. In July, in 4 starts, a 176 batting average against. 2-2. Got him looking at the bottom of the zone. Strike 3. 4 strikeouts, 6 up, 6 down through 2 innings for Blake Beers. No runs, hits, errors, nobody left on base. Bottom 2 next. Riders nothing, and the Rockhounds nothing on the Riders Baseball Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, baseball fans of all ages, Game Day Men's Health is your premier destination for men's wellness. As we enjoy America's favorite pastime, Game Day Men's Health wants to remind you to prioritize your health and well-being. Are you or your partner feeling fatigued, having trouble focusing, or struggling to maintain a healthy weight? Game Day Men's Health is here to help. Their expert team specializes in testosterone replacement therapy, weight loss programs, erectile dysfunction treatments, and peptide therapy designed to help you tackle life's challenges head on. Visit Game Day Men's Health today and start feeling like an MVP in your own life. Don't wait. Visit GameDayMen'sHealth.com/Rough Riders to schedule your free consultation. Game Day Men's Health, proud partner of the Frisco Rough Riders. Play ball.
At Primrose Schools of Dallas-Fort Worth, we know how to turn a song into a phonics lesson, how to make building with blocks into building friendships, and how to use books to make every child feel like they belong. Because when it comes to early education and care, we believe in balance, in exploring academic skills and life skills, combining purposeful play with nurturing guidance from teachers, and setting children up for success in future classrooms. Learn more about our balanced learning approach at primroseschools.com/DFW.
Need help planning your upcoming group gathering? Treat everyone in your party to premium or bullpen seating options under the North Texas sky at Riders Field. With tickets starting at as low as $12, call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
Now, back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Bottom half of the second inning, the Rough Riders and the Rockhounds doing battle for game 1 of 6 here in Midland. Daniel Susak, the catcher, leads it off against Ben Anderson. The first pitch shuttles to the top of the zone, a strike, and it's 0-1. Ben Anderson threw just 7 pitches while facing the minimum in that first inning. Henry Bolte grounding into a 5-4-3 double play to end the inning. 0-1, swinging a line drive, looped foul to the right side into the seats. And it's 0-2 on Susak. The number 5 prospect in the organization for the A's, Susak has been very good against the Riders this year, hitting .389 with an .844 OPS. The pitch is a ground ball out to shortstop. Easy play for Rodriguez. He vacuums it in and throws out Susak. One away. Jack Winkler stands in. Right-handed batter against Anderson. Anderson has been much more effective against righties, .244 as opposed to .299 for left-handers. Here's the stretch of the pitch. Fastball middle-middle is strike, and it's 0-1. Anderson now 11 consecutive scoreless innings for the right-hander. He readies from the stretch and offers home. Fouled away down the right side. It's 0-2 on Winkler. Anderson really good in his six shutout innings his last time out. The Rough Riders pitching staff in general last week were just fantastic against San Antonio. Offering home, swinging a ground ball through the middle into center field for Winkler, and he has the second hit today for the Rockhounds. 0-2 pitch at the bottom of the zone, and got served right back up the middle. Ryan Welbaugh stands in now. Welbaugh, the number 30 prospect in the A's organization, playing in just his 14th game here at the AA level, coming up from High A Lansing. First pitch. Swinging a high fly ball out to left field, but shallow. Zavala coming in. He's under it. And with the sunglasses on, he makes the catch. Big swing from Welbaugh, but just off the end of the bat, and there were two away. Early on, the A's very aggressive. Excuse me, the A's affiliate very aggressive. Jordan Groshans bats now. Groshans, the right-handed batter. Anderson readies with a runner at first from the stretch and throws that way, not in time. Groshans, another one who's a new Midland Rockhound, playing in just his 27th game with the Rockhounds. The pitch, top of the zone, a called strike. 0-1. He came over back in June to the Rockhounds and the A's organization in a trade with the New York Yankees. A's traded J.D. Davis over to the Yankees for Groshans. Here's the stretch. And the offering in. That's high, and it's one ball and one strike. He began the season with AA Somerset in the Yankees organization and had 17 games up in Scranton-Wilkes-Barre, the AAA affiliate for the Yankees, but back down here at the AA level, and he's had a tough time with the bat this season. Just two home runs through 76 games as the pitch is cut on and missed. High outside fastball, it's one ball and two strikes with just a 621 OPS during that stretch. Former 12th overall pick back in 2018 by the Blue Jays. Former big leaguer. Throw goes over to first base, not in time. Groshans made his major league debut with the Marlins in 2022, playing 17 games. Hit a home run and hit 262. 1-2, fouled away back behind home. Still one ball and two strikes. Initially came up with the Blue Jays organization, and then in 2022 made his way to the Marlins organization, where he played between AAA Jacksonville and Miami. The offering. There's a line drive hit to center field right at Osuna, who backtracks, reaches up to make the catch, and puts it away for the final out of the second inning. No runs on a hit, no errors, and a runner left on base. We go to the top of the third inning. Still no score from Midland on the Riders Baseball Network.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering possibilities.
As the Texas League schedule comes down the home stretch and the NHL season is just around the corner, the Rough Riders blend them both together on September 5th for Dallas Stars Night. The Riders will be wearing Dallas Stars-themed jerseys, and there will be hockey themes all night long. There's also a great ticket package available. Purchase two tickets for the game, get two Dallas Stars preseason tickets and two co-branded hockey jerseys, all for $59. It's Dallas Stars Night at Riders Field on Thursday, September 5th. Get more information at ridersbaseball.com.
Let's ride.
Are you ready for ultra-reliable, ultra-fast, award-winning internet and better mobile? Experience astounding service and savings tailored to your needs all from Astound. Call 1-800-4-ASTOUND or visit astound.com to get internet for just $20 a month. Add unlimited mobile on one of the nation's largest, most reliable 5G networks free for 12 months. Be astounded and switch today. Restrictions apply. See astound.com for details.
Yeah.
Hi, it's Alex DeGody, thanking all Rough Rider fans for your support. Let's ride.
Any bills you can't find, her parents paid it.
Bottom third of the order, due up for the Rough Riders in the third inning. Luis Mieses leads it off. Blake Beers has gone six up, six down with four strikeouts so far. First pitch. There's a high fly ball out to left field, pushing Buelvas back. Now jogging in towards the line. He's under it to make the catch. One pitch, one out in this third inning, and that brings Cooper Johnson to the plate. Beers hasn't had to work very hard through these first couple innings. 30 pitches, and he gets the first out on the first offering in the third. Johnson is 782 OPS, playing in his 53rd game in the pitch. That's fouled straight back. It's 0-1. Now the primary catcher after the exiting of Liam Hicks in the trade to the Detroit Tigers a couple weeks ago. Johnson catching Ben Anderson today, as we've been used to seeing a little bit of a mix-up between him and Liam Hicks over the course of the season, but he's been the primary catcher for Anderson this year. The offering up and away, and it's one ball and one strike. Johnson catching him for the ninth time this year in his 15 starts. In the previous eight, Riders are 5-3 when this is the battery. 1-1. There's a line shot into left center field. It's in for a base hit. Cooper Johnson, line drive into left center. First Riders hit today comes in the top of the third inning. Got a fastball out over the plate, able to rip it into left center. Freiner Chavez, the batter now. Chavez in the nine spot. Switch hitter batting from the left in the pitch. That's grounded to the left side. No, a line drive caught. Groshans makes the play and then throws to first and doubles off Johnson. Wow, a double play just like that ends the third inning. We go into the bottom of the third inning next. No score between the Riders and the Rockhounds on the Riders Baseball Network.
You can save $500 or more a year on electricity with Rhythm Energy's PowerShift. The shift is on, Rough Riders fans, and it's an electricity plan you can cheer for. Rhythm Energy's PowerShift gives you the lowest daytime energy rate in Texas. Talk about out-of-the-park savings. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more and save on electricity.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
Ladies and gentlemen, baseball fans of all ages, Game Day Men's Health is your premier destination for men's wellness. As we enjoy America's favorite pastime, Game Day Men's Health wants to remind you to prioritize your health and well-being. Are you or your partner feeling fatigued, having trouble focusing, or struggling to maintain a healthy weight? Game Day Men's Health is here to help. Their expert team specializes in testosterone replacement therapy, weight loss programs, erectile dysfunction treatments, and peptide therapy designed to help you tackle life's challenges head on. Visit Game Day Men's Health today and start feeling like an MVP in your own life. Don't wait. Visit GameDayMen'sHealth.com/Rough Riders to schedule your free consultation. Game Day Men's Health, proud partner of the Frisco Rough Riders. Play ball.
This is Evan Carter, and you're listening to the Riders Baseball Network.
Jeremy Eierman leads it off, then Junior Perez and Denzel Clark in this bottom of the third inning. 8-9-1 due up against Ben Anderson, who fires. Fastball flicks up and away, and it's one ball and no strikes. Anderson's been efficient through his two innings so far. Just 19 pitches, 16 strikes. He readies in the 1-0. Fouled off Johnson's mask. It turns it sideways on his head. And Austin Snow, the crew chief and home plate umpire, will go out and give Ben Anderson a new baseball. Ironman playing in just his 51st game with the Rockhounds, former Missouri State product, a guy who was a previous top 30 prospect with the A's over the last couple years, but another year here in Double A. The 1-1. That's down, a check swing, and he did not go, and it's two balls and one strike. The Rough Riders, their 13th game against these Rockhounds. Last time Frisco was here, it did not turn in the Rough Riders' favor. Here's the stretch and the 2-1. Swing and a miss. Good offering off the outside corner, and it's two balls and two strikes. Midland has a 2.45 ERA this season head-to-head against the Rough Riders, and Frisco lost 5 of 6 last time they played here. The pitch. Swing and a foul back into Johnson's glove. He hangs on for strike 3. It's the first strikeout for Ben Anderson. One away here in the third. It's Junior Perez. Nine-hole hitter. No score. Bottom of the third. The Rough Riders did lose 5-6 here, but, you know, that was right after the Rough Riders had clinched the playoffs. The pitch is a curveball in there for a strike at the bottom of the zone, and it's 0-1. It was the last series of the first half, and it was completely meaningless baseball for the Rough Riders, and you could tell they kind of felt that. The 0-1. Bends just outside, and it's one ball and one strike. Another curveball from Anderson. The Riders had clinched before that Sunday game previously, and so they came in here a little bit flat. 1-1. That's low and outside, 2-1. So this really feels like a different series coming in here this time, with the Riders playing really well, and a lot of these guys around the clubhouse saying the same thing, and that's let's win both halves. 2-1. That's low and outside, 3 balls and 1 strike. If you look at it, it especially rings true after how Frisco played last week against San Antonio. The way the Rough Riders have played against the Missions this year has really decided the halves so far. It's the reason why the Rough Riders are in first place here in the second half, is taking 5 of 6 against San Antonio in the second half and doing what they did in the first half against him. The pitch, that's high and outside, ball 4, and he walks Perez. One out, base runner in the third, and Denzel Clark at the top of the card stands in. The Riders have gone 16-2 against them, and it's one of the reasons why they have the best record in the Texas League. And all double A. Clark stands in from the right side after singling on the infield back in the first. The pitch. He swings and drills it to center field, sending Osuna back, sprinting back at the warning track, reaches out, it's over his glove, and bounces up over the wall. Clark racing around second on his way to third. Perez coming home, and he slides in safely head first. It's an RBI triple for Denzel Clark, and it looked like that ball might have bounced up over the top of the fence as Osuna immediately put his hands up, but he's not going to get the call. He's arguing it should have been a ground rule double. Perez scored from first base, and Denzel Clark just continues to swing it. His 8th triple of the season. Here's Brennan Malone, first pitch, infield in. Fastball in there for a strike, 0-1. Well, it's 1-0 Midland. You heard that horn that plays every time the Rockhounds score a run here at Momentum Bank Ballpark. Here's the stretch in the 0-1. Grounded foul back behind home, and it's 0-2. Well, the Rockhounds strike first on this Tuesday night. Denzel Clark just continues to be phenomenal
bat, picking up triples. It's only his fourth time he's batted leadoff this entire season. And not missing a beat. The pitch. Malone takes outside. One ball and two strikes. He already led the league by two triples with seven, and he has his eighth now. Infield remains in. 1-2 pitch. High. Two balls, two strikes. Rough Riders played a pull still with the infield in. Malone flying out to center his last time in the first. Anderson readies and brings it home. Swinging a ground ball into center field. It's a base hit. And Clark scores from third. Yeah, I was waiting for that. Certainly took their time on that one. So, RBI single for Brennan Malone. It's 2-0 Rockhounds. Henry Bolte bats now in the three spot. And Cooper Johnson goes out and chats with Anderson. Kimber Rodriguez with the infield in. Really had no shot to get that ground ball. It was about 15 feet to his left. Bolte grounded into a 5-4-3 double play back in the first inning. Bats with a runner at first and one out here in the third. 2-0 Midland. Stretch and Anderson's pitch. Curveball on the outside corner, a strike, and it's 0-1. First runs that Anderson has allowed in his last 12 innings pitched. Oh, 1. Swing and a miss. High inside fastball, 0-2. Rockhounds really struggled on the road in Arkansas scoring runs, losing 4 of 6 in that series as the pitch is high, and it's 1-2. They only scored 13 runs in the 6 games, which is a little over 2 per game, and they scored exactly 1 run in 4 out of the 6 games. Offering home is a swing and a miss off the outside corner. Anderson struck him out. Bolte down on strikes. It's the second K for the Rough Riders right-hander. Two outs, and here's Daniel Susak. Susak, a ground out to short his last time up in the second. 2-0 Midland. Bottom of the third. Two outs, runner at first. Anderson stretches the pitch. Swinging a ground ball foul up the third baseline. It's 0-1. Rough Riders have statistically this season been a late strike offense. They took their time, especially recently, and then they've come around and started to score late in ball games. Here's the stretch by the right-hander, and Anderson pitching. Broken bat looper into shallow right. And an easy play for Franer Chavez, who goes back and makes the catch and puts an end to this side here in the third. But two runs do come in to score on two hits, no errors, and one left on. 2-0 Midland. We go to the top of the fourth inning next on the Riders Baseball Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Our Rough Riders have a new partner, Cacique Foods. The nation's leader in Hispanic cheeses, creams, chorizo, and salsa is honored to call our DFW community home and is now a proud Rough Riders sponsor. With Cacique's authentic ingredients, you can add Mexican tradition and flavor to every meal. For more information about their products, visit caciquefoods.com. Find their delicious products at your favorite local supermarket, and let's cheer on our Rough Riders together. Authentic flavor, real moments. Cacique.
Hey, this is Maximo Acosta, and you're listening to the Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Top of the order for the Rough Riders, now trailing 2-0 in the fourth inning. Alejandro Osuna leads it off, then Keber Rodriguez and Josh Hatcher against Blake Beers, who has faced the minimum through three innings, surrendering just one hit, a single from Cooper Johnson. First offering to Osuna, inside 1-0. Osuna struck out swinging back in the first inning, a left-handed batter. Beers has been impressive so far. Here's the stretch and the offering home. Osuna swings, grounds it hard over to first. Malone has it up into the chest. He knocks it down, then bare hands and gets it on to first to Beers covering, and it's in time. A one away, and Keber Rodriguez stands in. That ball was hammered on the ground. Rodriguez flies out to right field in the first inning. Corners in with one out here in the first. And the offering home. That's on the outside corner, a strike, and it's 0-1. Rough Riders really only have that one hard hit ball. Osuna ground ball. The pitch. Swinging a slow roller on two hops out to third. Groshans backhands and throws out Rodriguez. They're two away. Beers has been efficient and induced soft contact so far against the Riders. Just 38 pitches now. Or excuse me, 39 with two outs here in the fourth. Josh Hatcher, the hitter. Beers has done a good job of pitching efficiently over his last few starts. He brings it home. That's up and away, and it's 1-0. His 107 innings this season are the most in the Texas League, and Beers has a 7-inning start and an 8-inning start to his name last month. 1-0. Hatcher takes outside. It's two balls and no strikes. Part of that is throwing a lot of strikes for the right-hander. Is the 12th lowest walk rate in the Texas League. And that's overall in the season. He's been much better as of late. Offering home. He just takes outside. It's three balls and no strikes. Mentioned in the last eight starts how dominant he has been. He deals. And that's over for a strike. 3-1. He's holding opponents to a 185 batting average against him, and he's just walked 9 in his last 8 starts. The pitch. Fouled away, back behind home. It's 3-2. It's a walk rate of about 5%. Just to put that in perspective, if that were his season-long walk rate, I'd put him at 4th best in the Texas League with that walk rate. 3-2. That's fouled straight back, and it's still three balls and two strikes. Two outs, bases clear. Riders down 2-0 in this top of the fourth inning. Beers has his sign. He's ready from the stretch. And the offering home. That's up and outside, and there's a walk. So Hatcher coaxes a free pass. He's now reached in 18 consecutive games. And Cody Freeman, the batter. Hatcher during the first 17 games of the streak, hitting 318 with a 395 on-base percentage.
finds his way aboard for the 18th consecutive game. First pitch to Cody Freeman is a fastball, middle, a strike, and it's 0-1. Riders down by two. Right-handed batter. Hatcher leads from first with 15 steals this year. Beers pitches. Just on the outside corner at the knees, and it's 0-2 on Freeman. The shadows will not be in effect in just about 5 or 6 minutes. Only the top half of Blake Beers in the sunlight. The pitch, Hatcher takes off. The pitch is high. Throw down to second is in time. Strong throw by Daniel Susak. Hatcher caught stealing for the fifth time this year in 20 attempts. And the inning is over. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on base for the Rough Riders. They trail 2-0 to the home half of the fourth on the Riders Baseball Network.
The covered wagons at Riders Field offer the experience on the third baseline in the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
My dad is a proud girl dad. Right, Dad?
Yep.
And he knows Girl Scouts is more than just cookies.
It is.
It's a place where I fit in, where I can be my crazy self, and my friends get me. Right, Dad?
Yes.
And Dad likes it because I'm getting more confident every year. Right, Dad?
You sure are.
So, if you're a girl dad, check it out.
It's a real home run.
Dad, join Girl Scouts at gsnetx.org/roughriders.
Ben Franklin here to talk to you about water filtration. Unfiltered water in your home is no joke. Did you know tap water can shorten the life of your pipes and, even worse, be dangerous to your family's health? Our Punctual Plumbers can install a whole home system that filters water before it enters your pipes. Visit BenjaminFranklinPlumbing.com or call 877-BEN-1776 to request an appointment.
Go with the flow, the local pros. Call Benjamin Franklin Plumbing.
Independently owned and operated, licensed in their respective state or county.
Let's get back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Home half of the fourth inning, Riders trailing 2-0 to the Midland Rockhounds with two runs coming across in the bottom of the third. Ben Anderson deals with Jack Winkler, Brian Buelbas, and Jordan Groshans in this fourth inning. Right-hander readies, he fires. It's low and outside, 1-0. The shadow is now just touching the very top. Ben Anderson's ball cap, everything else in the shadows. I should say the sunlight just touching the top of his cap as the pitch is low and outside, and it's 2 balls and 0 strikes. So about half the infield in the shadow, half in the sunlight. It's the left half that's still in the sunlight with 3 of the 4 players seeing sun. The pitch, a swing and a miss and a high fastball, and it's 2-1. The entire outfield still in the sunlight. The sun seemingly to leave the field very quickly. Anderson brings in the 2-1. It's just outside. 3 balls and 1 strike. The Rough Riders starters in that series last week against San Antonio allowed just 3 earned runs across their 6 games. Anderson allowed 2 in the 3rd alone. 3-1. That's right down the middle with a fastball for a strike, 3-2. Rough Riders starters in that series had a 0.92 ERA and had a 1.83 ERA overall in the series. Both starters and relievers. 3-2. That one's high and inside for ball 4. He walks Winkler to start things off here in the 4th. Second walk for Anderson. The first one, Junior Perez came in to score. There's Brian Buelbas. Mention as part of that that Anderson went 6 shutout innings in that start against San Antonio last week. Part of the reason for that was a brand new pitch that he's been working on. First offering, it's high and tight. It's 1 ball and 0 strikes. There's a new splitter that he has introduced. He calls it a splitter, but it's really a spiked changeup is what you would call it. Just with splitter movement. Here's the stretch in the 1-0. misses down and in with that splitter, and it's two balls and no strikes. He throws a changeup regularly, but his new splitter or spike changeup is essentially the pointer finger is spiked on the seam like you would with a knuckleball. Here's the stretch and the 2-0. Check swing. He went around on a pitch off the outside corner, and it's 2-1. So as he throws that pitch, he lets it roll off his fingers, but also pushes forward with that index finger. So you're trying to get as little spin as possible on that pitch as it goes home, the pitch. That's fouled away down the right side, and it's 2-2. And so what that does is it doesn't fade down and in arm side like a changeup would, but instead tumbles more north to south as a splitter would. And so being able to throw both of those pitches with two different movements, the changeup and the spike changeup or the splitter, is really difficult on hitters. 2-2. There's a fly ball foul down the right field line, and it's still two balls and two strikes. So it's been a pitch that has certainly worked well for him in one start so far, and throwing it again today with success. Key with that pitch is you want it down in the zone. You don't want that thing to hang in the middle of the zone. 2-2. Before that, a throw over to first, not in time. Anderson always trying to tweak that arsenal and trying to find what will work best for him. Right now, the arsenal is very different than it was coming into the season. He readies and throws over to first again. It is late again. He came in with a fastball, curveball, changeup mix. He now throws the four-seam fastball, a slider-cutter combination, curveball, splitter, and changeup. And the offering is sent on the ground to third. Freeman's got it. Throw on to second for one, and on to first, a double play. Second double play that Anderson has induced today. Another 5-4-3. Two outs. Here's Jordan Groshans. Freeman, another quick turn on to Chavez, who has some of the smoothest hands that you'll find in the league. Chavez easily turning the double play. So two outs here in the fourth inning, 2-0 Midland. Jordan Groshans stands in, the right-handed batter in the pitch. Low and outside, 1-0, and there was the curveball from Anderson. That was his primary breaking pitch coming into the season, but he added that slider-cutter mix. And then he's added this split finger, the 1-0. That's low and outside, 2-0, or the spiked changeup. Two runs on four hits so far for Midland to open up this series. Groshans flied out to center his first trip. 2-0, breaking ball outside, another curveball. Three balls, no strikes. Anderson has pitched so much better for whatever reason on the road this season as opposed to at home. As he misses this one down and in, three balls and no strikes, turns into a walk. Third walk for Anderson, very uncharacteristic, and here's Jeremy Eierman. Ironman struck out, swinging back in the third. Anderson readies and brings it. Swing and a miss, 0-1. First pitch, curveball. Anderson at home this season, a 6.30 ERA. On the road, a 1.93 ERA. He fires home. Down in the dirt. One ball and one strike. Anderson gets the ball back. He started out very efficiently in this start today, but now up to 59 pitches. His next one will be his 60th. From the stretch, the right-hander brings it home. Swinging a line drive foul up the third baseline into the netting, and it's one ball and two strikes. Ironman Gorman, 246 hitter with 8 homers on the season, 51 games, including tonight. Anderson's got his sign. He readies in the 1-2. Down in the dirt. Another nifty backhanded pick by Johnson on a short hop. 2 balls and 2 strikes. There's a playground out in right center field over the top of the berm. Some kids having fun out on the playground. Down the slide. 2-2. Right-hander's pitch. Fouled back. Still 2 balls and 2 strikes. There's a playground at Riders Field as well, but you can't see it very well from where we're positioned in our broadcast booth. Down the left field line, Riders Playground. See this one straight away, right center. Throw goes over to first again, and not in time. He caught him leaning, but just a little bit late on the pick. Two balls and two strikes. The offering home. Check swing. Got him. Caught him looking on the outside corner. Third strikeout for Anderson. And the side comes to a close in the fourth. No runs, hits, errors. One runner left on. 2-0 Midland to the top of the fifth next on the Riders Baseball Network.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
The best deal in the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea and Thirsty Thursday. Fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket and enjoy the party at the Lazy River for just $25. With a live DJ, $2 Twisted Tea, Truly and Drafts, and even more drink specials in the Seating Bowl. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
The covered wagons at Riders Field offer the experience on the third baseline in the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
This is Dane Acker, and let's get back to the game.
Top half of the fifth inning here in Midland. The Rough Riders trail it 2-0 to the Rockhounds and try to jumpstart this offense. Cody Freeman, Abimelech Ortiz, and Aaron Zavala due up. It's the middle third of the order against Blake Beers. He has hardly broken a sweat through 4 innings pitched. Beers has only offered 49 pitches. Freeman was at the plate when Hatcher was caught stealing to end the fourth in the pitch. That one's drilled into right center field, high and deep. Bolte going back at the warning track, and he's there to make the catch. Freeman gave it a ride into right center field, but not quite enough, and there's one away. If that ball is a little bit more to the right, it has a chance to get out to that short porch, but he stuck it in that nook in between the bullpen and where the actual fence goes out in straightaway right field. So here's Abimelech Ortiz. First offering is a fastball at her high for a strike, and it's 0-1. 2-0 Midland, top of the fifth inning. Rough Riders have been a good offensive team lately. The pitch. Fouled straight back, and it's 0-2, but running into a horse in Blake Beers. The Riders, over their last 12 games, and over 750 OPS, the best in the league during that span, and 14 homers in their last 12 games. Three different games in which they hit 3 home runs. 0-2, Ortiz watches low and outside with a changeup, and it's one ball and two strikes. Tough series for Ortiz in San Antonio. He went just 1-for-21 with that one hit coming on Sunday. Struck out swinging in the second. The pitch down and in. Two balls and two strikes on the Riders' first baseman. Another breaking ball from Beards. Open stance by the left-handed batter. Beards readies. He brings it home. Outside. Three balls and two strikes. Beards a 2.12 ERA against the Riders this year in three starts. Payoff pitch. There's a fly ball hit well into center field, but Denzel Clark tracking into left center, sauntering over. He makes the chest-high catch. Two outs for Aaron Zavala. Riders still just one hit today. The Cooper Johnson single in the third. Good swing from Ortiz. Just hit it to a big part of the ballpark, and Clark was able to track it down. Just two steps away from the warning track. First pitch. Zavala watches a changeup outside, 1-0. Zavala struck out looking in the second inning. Offering home. Misses outside again with a fastball, this time at 94, 2-0. Rangers in action today against the Astros after an incredible win last night. Former Rough Rider Josh Smith with his first career walk-off homer, 2-0. Breaking ball sits outside, three balls and no strikes. Smith, with the Rangers trailing by a run in the bottom of the 10th inning, hit the walk-off two-run homer as they flipped it upside down. The pitch. Just low. Ball four, and Zavala works a walk. Two-out base runner for the Rough Riders here in the fifth inning, and Luis Mieses bats now for Frisco. A big win against the Astros last night for the Rangers, and so entering into this game tonight, they are five back of the Mariners in the American League West and 3.5 back of the Astros. This is a three-game series against the Astros. The pitch. Upper edge inside corner, a strike to Mieses, and it's 0-1. So they'll have today and tomorrow to try and gain some more ground, and then they'll be off on Thursday. And then they'll start a series in the Bronx against the Yankees. 0-1. Lined off the fist out into shallow left field, and it sinks in for a base hit. Luis Mieses with a single. He's now hit safely in all six games as a Rough Rider. And that brings Cooper Johnson to the plate. Rough Riders with a couple base runners with two down. That was a fastball riding in on him. And able to get the bat to it, though hit it off the hands and to left field, dropping in. So Mieses is now 9-for-23 with the Rough Riders. Cooper Johnson, the batter. Mieses at first. Aaron Zavala at second. And Beers steps off and looks back to second base. Johnson singled on a 1-1 offering into left center back in the third. Beers brings it home. Swing and a miss. Good breaking ball away, and it's 0-1. Which looked like Cooper made up his mind he was going to swing at that first offering no matter what. A big rip. And a time signal. He steps out. No action in either bullpen as we play in this fifth inning. Both starters going strong. Beers Rennies in the 0-1. Swing and a miss and a breaking ball below the zone. It's 0-2. Rainier Chavez on deck, representing the ninth spot if we get that far here with two outs. You mentioned how well the Riders have been hitting. Well, the one thing that they haven't been doing well on offense is hitting with runners in scoring position. 0-2 pitch. outside 1-2. In their last 12 games, hitting just 167 with runners in scoring position. 18 for 108. 1-2. Off the end of the bat, a floater foul back behind home, out of play. Still one ball and two strikes. Trailing 2-0 in this fifth inning. Trying to find their first runs of the ball game. Zavala has good speed and with two outs should be able to score on a base hit. 1-2. Just below the zone, two balls, two strikes. Barely missing. Beers thought it should have been strike three. He retoes the rubber. Right-hander with a belly-high set. 2-2. Check swing and a miss. He went around for strike three. Went high and tight with a 95-mile-an-hour fastball, and he strikes out his fifth. Riders strand a pair. No runs on one hit. No errors. Two left on in the fifth. Bottom five, we're halfway home. Riders trail 2-0 on the Riders Baseball Network. Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering possibilities.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Riders game. For solo riders, individual tickets are available on Sundays. And don't forget the 21 and up party every Thursday beginning May 23rd for Twisted Tea Rowdy at the River. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
This is Josh Steven with the Frisco Rough Riders. You're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Home half of the fifth inning, the Rough Riders a 2-0 deficit. Junior Perez in the ninth spot leads it off against Ben Anderson in the first pitch. Curveball in there for a strike. It's 0-1. Denzel Clark and Brennan Malone to follow at the top of the order. Two runs today for Midland, scored in the third inning. The pitch, down and in, and it's one ball and one strike. RBI triple for Denzel Clark, RBI single for Brennan Malone, and that's it today. Right-hander readies, 1-1. That's outside, and it's two balls and one strike. Anderson, just a hair over 60 pitches coming into this fifth inning. Looks like Jackson Kelly has started to loosen out of the bullpen for the Riders. The pitch. There's a fly ball foul down the right side, and it's 2-2. Actually, looks like he's faking me out. He's just up on the mound doing visualizations right now, not actually throwing. Jackson Kelly, two appearances for the Rough Riders, and he's picked up two wins out of the bullpen. He had the win on Sunday. The Riders come from behind victory. 2-2. Offering in. Ground ball foul back behind home. It's still two balls and two strikes. Riders no strangers to coming from behind in victories this year. They have 25 comeback wins on the season. 2-2. Just high. Three balls and two strikes. In fact, before the game, I believe it was on Saturday, just hanging out in the dugout, talking to a few guys before the game, 3-2. Just outside, ball four. A little bit low. Perez walks for the second time today, and Denzel Clark stands in. Cabo Rodriguez came up and said, how many comeback wins do we have this year? Looked it up really quick. It was 25. And he said, wow, what a team. And then went running off. The pitch. Clark drills it into left center field. It's down into the alley. He's 3-for-3. Perez on his horse around second. He's getting the windmill around third. And no throw to the plate. RBI double for Denzel Clark. He's a home run shy of the cycle. It's 3-0 Midland. Just hammered up the left center field alley. On the first offering, Clark can do no wrong right now. Infield single, RBI triple, RBI double. In his three at-bats, he came in hitting over 300 against the Rough Riders this season. Here's Brennan Malone, who had an RBI single in the third. 3-0 Midland. Bottom half of the fifth. And the offering home. Below the zone, one ball and no strikes. Five hits for the Rockhounds now. Here's the stretch by the right-hander in the 1-0. Just outside, two balls and no strikes. Denzel Clark, the number three prospect in the A's organization. The pitch, chopped on the ground to third. Freeman backhands, looks back. Clark slings it on to first, just low. But Ortiz picks it out. One away. Henry Bolte bats now. Clark was a guy who had really struggled at the beginning of the season. Certainly did not look like a guy who was a top prospect. When the Rough Riders saw him last, he was hitting just 215. That was back on June 18th with another 650 OPS on the season. First offering on the way to Bolte. And that dips at the bottom of the zone. A strike, it's 0-1. Since then, he's hitting 325 with an OPS just shy of 1,000. In his last 35 games with 18 extra base hits. That was before tonight. 0-1. At the bottom of the zone for a strike, it's quickly 0-2. So just add to those numbers with three more hits tonight. He continues to be on fire and continues to torture Rough Riders pitching this season. 3-0 Midland, bottom of the fifth inning. 0-2. Bounces in there. Johnson blocks. Denzel caught in between second and third, and the throwback to second, not in time. One ball and two strikes on Bolte. Johnson had the right idea, just couldn't throw over to second base in time. Rough Riders infield plays to pole for the right-handed batter. And the 1-2. Swing and a miss. Got him off the outside corner. Anderson with the strikeout. His fourth K. And there are two down here in the fifth inning for Daniel Susak. Still in good shape with the pitch count. It's now 78 pitches for him. He'll more than likely finish this inning. Right-hander readies and deals into Susak. Fits a curveball on the upper edge inside corner, a strike, 0-1. So the man who's done the most damage against the Riders this year, Susak, in terms of highest batting average, 0-for-2 today. Ground out to short and a pop-out. Previously hitting .389 against the Riders. 0-1. Slithers across the outside corner, a strike, it's 0-2. Want to make sure you strand Clark at second base here and keep it within striking distance. Riders will have 9-1-2 due up in the top of the sixth inning. 0-2. Swinging a foul at the plate. Just got a piece of it. It's still no balls and two strikes. Anderson takes off his ball cap and peers into it. He keeps his scouting report and the signs sheet in his ball cap, so looking into it constantly. Making sure he knows the signs that Johnson's going to give him with a runner at second. 0-2. Swing and a man struck him out. Fastball up and away. Anderson with the K. Five strikeouts for Ben Anderson through five innings. A run does score, though, on one hit, no errors, and one runner left on base. We go to the top of the sixth inning. The Rough Riders trail the Midland Rockhounds 3-0 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey fans, are you a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member? Throughout the season, Texas Farm Bureau insurance members get two free tickets to any Rough Riders Sunday home game. All you have to do is show proof of membership at the Riders Field box office to get your free tickets. Visit facebook.com/Texas Farm Bureau Insurance to find out how to become a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member today.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
The best deal in the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea and Thirsty Thursday. Fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket and enjoy the party at the Lazy River for just $25. With a live DJ, $2 Twisted Tea, Truly and Drafts, and even more drink specials in the Seating Bowl. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Hey, this is Cooper Johnson, and you're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Rough Riders hit in the top of the sixth inning. Frisco, a 3-0 deficit against Midland in this series opener. Freiner Chavez in the ninth spot against Blake Beers, who's cruising through five innings. He readies and brings it. And first pitch, a strike on the outside edge, letter high, it's 0-1. The Rough Riders have just two hits on the offensive side today and have only had four base runners with the two walks that Beers has allowed, added on to the singles. 0-1. Chavez takes outside. It's 1-1. Luis Mieses and Cooper Johnson with singles. And then Josh Hatcher and Aaron Zavala have walked. 1-1. Chavez takes on the inside edge a strike, and it's 1-2. Chavez lined into a double play back in the third after Johnson single. Three runs on five hits for the Rockhounds. 1-2. Got him looking at the top of the zone. Chavez thought it was high, didn't get the call. So Chavez down on strikes. It's the sixth strikeout for Blake Beers, and there's one away. That brings Osuna to the plate. 0-2 today, the center fielder. Third time through the order for the Riders. Here's the stretch by the right-hander. First pitch. Osuna takes a strike. Upper edge with a 94-mile-an-hour fastball. No balls in one strike to Osuna. Pull side shift in the infield. The offering is low, and it's 1-1. Beers has been very efficient. He's been a guy this year who will go deep in ball games. The offering. There's a strike on the outside corner, 1-2, and will go deep in his pitch count as well. Many times this year, he's gone over 90 pitches. He readies and fires. Swing and a miss. Upper outside corner, strike three. Seven strikeouts and three in a row for Beers. Elevated the fastball. Seven Ks for the right-hander. Comes within one of a season high. May 2nd against Amarillo on the road. He struck out 8. There's Caber Rodriguez. First pitch. Upper edge outside corner. Breaking ball this time for a strike. It's 0-1. His career high in strikeouts is 11. Did that back in 2022 with Lansing. The offering. Fouled back. 0-2. Probably not at the pitch count level to be able to get to that. As he goes here in the sixth. 76 pitches. Action out of the bullpen for the Rough Riders. Looks like Damian Mendoza starts to throw. Rodriguez readies in the 0-2. Fouled straight back, and it's still no balls and two strikes. Two outs, bases clear. Riders trail 3-0 in this sixth inning. The pitch is popped up. Left side, shallow left field. Ironman going back. The shortstop under it in the grass. He makes the catch. Side retired. So the Rough Riders go quietly in the sixth inning. No runs, hits, errors. Nobody left on base. Bottom six next. Frisco trails the Rockhounds 3-0 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Get $100 in bill credits to put towards future electricity bills after you sign up with Rhythm Energy. Extra innings? Good. Pay extra for electricity? Bad. So take advantage of $100 in bill credits to shrink your bill. With your AC about to get a workout, this deal is here at a perfect time. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more and save on electricity.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
Here's a roofing reality. Texas is the number one state for hail damage claims. As a result, the type of roofing material you choose directly affects your insurance premiums. The more impact resistant the material, the bigger the discount. Not only can roofing materials reduce your monthly cost, they may protect you from replacing your roof after severe storms. Let us help determine if impact resistant options like Class 4 shingles are the right choice for your home. Family owned and operated, Peak Roofing and Construction has provided honest inspections and estimates on roof, gutter, and window projects in the DFW for 15 years. Visit us online at peakroofingconstruction.com.
Peace up, A-Town down.
Cody Freeman here. Let's head back to Riders Field.
Right at the bottom of the sixth inning, the Rough Riders a 3-0 deficit to the Rockhounds. Frisco dips into their bullpen for the first time tonight. It's Damian Mendoza who replaces Ben Anderson, the Riders starter. And Mendoza, ready from the stretch, he fires home. And the right-hander pours it in low and outside. One ball and no strikes to Winkler, who's 1-for-1 today with a single and a walk. Ben Anderson done after 5 innings in his start. The pitch. There's a fly ball ripped down the left field line. If it's fair, it's gone towards the pole, and it is gone. A home run. 4-0 Midland. Jack Winkler touches off to open up the sixth inning. Here comes the horn. Ryan Buelvas bats now. Winkler with his 8th home run of the season. Mendoza readies from the stretch and he fires. There's a fly ball lifted into right field and rather deep. Hatcher back at the warning track and he's there to make the catch. So Wilbos flies out to right, and there's one away for Jordan Groshans. Well, Ben Anderson allows three runs over five innings in his start on five hits with five strikeouts and four walks. Incredibly uncharacteristic, and just to hammer home the point how rare it is for those four walks, that's only the second time in his career that he has walked four batters in a start, tying a career high for him. Mendoza readies from the stretch and offers home. That's down, and it's one ball and no strikes. Mendoza has split his time between three levels this year for the Rangers org. He's making his fourth appearance in a Rough Riders uniform, but his first since his recall, the 1-0. That one's lined well into left center field. Zavala going back, jumps up at the warning track and pulls it in. Another hard hit ball by the Rockhounds, but Zavala got a great jump and makes the catch on the run. Well, two down now, and Jeremy Eierman bats. Eierman has struck out twice today. Mendoza, a 3.86 ERA with the Rough Riders. He fires. That's low and outside, 1-0. An ERA of 5.81 with Hickory at the high A level, and one appearance with the Express as well, Round Rock. Going 2 1/3, allowing just one unearned run. The pitch. That's on the outside corner, a strike, and it's 1-1. A 23-year-old, a native of Navajoa in Sonora, Mexico. 1-1 on the way. Ground ball chopped foul into the Riders dugout on the left side. It's 1-2 on Ironman now with 2 outs and 1 in the sixth inning. 4-0, Midland leads it. Bottom six. Mendoza offers home. High and tight. 2-2. Bent him back off the inside corner. He tries it again, the 2-2. Chopped foul into the Riders' dugout again on the left side. Still 2-2. Action now out of the bullpen for the Rockhounds as well. So that might be it for Blake Beards. It's Tyler Baum getting loose. Offering home. It's fouled back, right back behind home to the netting. It's 2-2. Still on Eierman. Rough Riders coming in this morning from San Antonio. They had the day off yesterday. The pitch is a ground ball up the third baseline, a foul ball. And it's still 2-2. Got in just around 2:30 or so. We'll get things settled at the hotel. The hotel is walking distance away from the ballpark, so able to come on over and get settled and ready to go here for this series opener. Not going home for 2 weeks is a little tough here on this road trip, but guys have handled it well. 2-2 pitch. That's low and outside, 3-2. Ninth pitch upcoming to Eierman. A lot of guys on the off day going to Six Flags or SeaWorld yesterday. 3-2. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. Went with the breaking ball low and outside. He picks up his first strikeout of the evening, but allows a solo homer to Jack Winkler. It's 4-0. Rockhounds into the top of the seventh on the Riders Baseball Network.
Our Rough Riders have a new partner, Cacique Foods. The nation's leader in Hispanic cheeses, creams, chorizo, and salsa is honored to call our DFW community home and is now a proud Rough Riders sponsor. With Cacique's authentic ingredients, you can add Mexican tradition and flavor to every meal. For more information about their products, visit caciquefoods.com. Find their delicious products at your favorite local supermarket, and let's cheer on our Rough Riders together. Authentic flavor, real moments. Cacique.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Rough Riders fans, you can save $500 or more on electricity with Rhythm Energy's PowerShift electricity plans and get the lowest daytime energy rate in Texas. Plus, get $100 in bill credits towards future bills after you sign up. Talk about a home run of a deal. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more and save on electricity.
It's time for the top of the seventh here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
We're to the top of the seventh inning. The Rough Riders and the Rockhounds doing battle for the first game of this series, and Frisco trails 4-0. Josh Hatcher, Cody Freeman, Abimelech Ortiz, the batters for the Rough Riders. Hatcher has walked and struck out today, and it's a new pitcher out on the hill. Tyler Baum taking over for Blake Beers. Beers going six innings. And the first pitch is on, or just missing, rather, and it's one ball and no strikes. So Beers goes six innings of shutout baseball. More strong stuff by the right-hander. The pitch flutters up and away, and it's 2-0. Struck out seven and walked two, allowing just two hits in his start. More strong stuff from the Texas League pitcher of the month, the offering. Is on the outside edge of strike, and it's 2-1. So Tyler Baum taking over. Baum, the number 23 prospect in the A's organization this year, the 26-year-old, 6'2". He deals. Fouled away, back behind home by Hatch, and it's two balls and two strikes. This season, nine appearances in AAA Las Vegas, but he struggled, so he's back down here with Midland, a 3.28 ERA with the Rockhounds. The pitch. That's low and outside, 3-2. Baum, a guy who has an electric fastball. It'll be 95 to 98 with that heater. Fastball, curveball, and changeup mix. The pitch, a swing and a miss. He strikes out Hatcher on that curveball below the zone. One away. First strikeout for Baum in the first batter he faces, and here's Cody Freeman. Riders down 4-0. Baum was a starter in North Carolina during his 3 years there, but has transitioned into the bullpen for the A's affiliate. The pitch is outside. It's one ball and no strikes. He hasn't made a start since 2021 back in rookie ball. Freeman has flied out to right twice. 1-0. On the inside corner, a strike. And it's one ball and one strike on the Rough Riders' third baseman. Pitch home. Curveball slipped out of his hand, misses high, and it's two balls and one strike. Riders still being held to just two hits on the offensive side. The offering, just to the bottom of the zone, a strike, and it's 2-2. Freeman 1-for-2 against Baum this year with a single. Baum has only allowed four hits to the Rough Riders this season. The pitch. Off the outside corner, 3-2, and 17 total at-bats. Riders are hitting .235 against him. Aaron Zavala, Caber Rodriguez, Cody Freeman and Haysel Cepeda, the four with hits against him. Payoff pitch. Swing and a miss. He struck him out with a fastball riding inside, handcuffing him at 2 outs. Back-to-back strikeouts. The Riders have K'd 9 times today. Here's Abby Ortiz now. Yeah. Base is clear, two outs. First pitch. Outside, 1-0. Ortiz struck out and flied out in his two trips today. Pitch home. Low and outside, missing with a changeup, and it's 2-0. Pull side shift on the infield against Ortiz. And the 2-0 offering. A ground ball on the left side of the infield, sliding stop by Groshans, gets up to his feet and throws him out at first. A fantastic play at third by Jordan Groshans. A sliding stop to his left from his knees, kind of vaulted himself onto his feet while spinning around and threw him out. Wow, great play. Holds the Riders off the board. We go into the bottom of the seventh inning. Frisco trailing 4-0 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Are you ready for ultra-reliable, ultra-fast, award-winning internet and better mobile? Experience astounding service and savings tailored to your needs all from Astound. Call 1-800-4-ASTOUND or visit astound.com to get internet for just $20 a month. Add unlimited mobile on one of the nation's largest, most reliable 5G networks free for 12 months. Be astounded and switch today. Restrictions apply. See astound.com for details.
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the covered comfort of a ball game for your entire crew. Watch out for the long ball.
Ball still carrying, and it's gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering possibilities.
This is Josh Hatcher with the Frisco Rough Riders, and you're listening to the Riders Baseball Network.
Bottom half of the seventh inning, Frisco down 4-0 in this series opener against the Rockhounds. Zach Bigley with you, and happy to have you on a pleasant night for baseball in Midland, Texas. Almost the entire field of play is now in the shade, with the exception of a sliver in straightaway right field, angling out into right center field up against the fence. Junior Perez leads it off, first pitch. Swing and a miss against Damian Mendoza. It's 0-1. Perez has walked and scored twice. In fact, half the runs that Midland has scored today, two of the four, have been after Perez, the nine-hole hitter, came aboard via the walk. Mendoza readies, 0-1. There's a high pop-up, right side and shallow. It's the second baseman, Franer Chavez, under it. He makes the catch nonchalantly to his left. One away in the seventh inning, and Denzel Clark steps in. He's a homer shy of the cycle tonight. Clark has an infield single to third, RBI triple into straightaway center field, and an RBI double up the alley in left center. The hottest hitter in the Texas League right now. Hit 371 in July. First pitch. He swings and fouls it straight back on a mighty rip, and it's 0-1. Already one homer today for Jack Winkler and the Rockhounds. And Clark calls time and steps out. Clark has homered 11 times this year for the Rockhounds. Likes to go to the opposite field. He's homered three times against the Riders. 0-1. Up and in. Fastball. Bend him back. One ball and one strike. He has incredible power to that opposite way. 1-1. Swinging a ground ball through the right side. A base hit. Wow. So not a cycle, but Denzel Clark is 4-for-4 today. My goodness. At the top of the order.
That is tough to slow down. Got a fastball over the heart of the plate that time and just didn't try to do too much. Ground ball the opposite way and leaking into right field. Well, Brennan Malone a bats now. Right-handed batter, RBI single back in the third. He's 1-for-3. And the offering, that's low and outside. It's 1-ball and no strikes. Damian Mendoza might go the rest of the game today. There's a chance that somebody else could come out in the eighth inning. And then if the Rough Riders do come back in this one, maybe the bottom of the ninth. 1-0. There's a fly ball lifted into short right field. Hatcher coming on. He taps his glove against his right thigh, reaches up and makes the catch. Two down. There's Henry Bolte. Bolte 0-for-3, grounded into a double play back in the first and then struck out in the third and the fifth innings. 4-0 Midland. Runner at first, two down. Last of the seventh. Mendoza pitches. Clark runs, swing and a miss. Johnson throw to second. And they got him. Had to wait for a call from the third base umpire, Daniel, by the way, but a perfect tag from Frainer Chavez. A backhanded pick by him, and he whipped the glove around and still able to nab Denzel Clark trying to swim around the tag. Top eight next. Rough Riders trail 4-0 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
My dad is a proud Girl Dad. Right, Dad?
Yep.
And he knows Girl Scouts is more than just cookies.
It is.
It's a place where I fit in, where I can be my crazy self, and my friends get me. Right, Dad?
Yes.
And Dad likes it because I'm getting more confident every year. Right, Dad?
You sure are.
So, if you're a Girl Dad, check it out.
It's a real home run.
Dad, join Girl Scouts at gsnetx.org/roughriders.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free. Presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long. Every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Let's head to the top of the eighth here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Yeah.
Hey, hey, records on my demo. Aaron Zavala leads off the top of the eighth inning for the Rough Riders. It's 4-0. Midland leads it. Zavala 0-for-1 with a walk. And the first pitch from a new left-hander out on the hill. And it's a ground ball out to second base. Jack Winkler one step to his left. Fields off to his left side. Straightens and throws out Zavala. One away. The new pitcher is Domingo Robles. Gets the first man he sees on the first pitch. And Luis Mieses stands in now. Left-handed batter. First pitch on the way. Outside, 1-0. Mieses a single back in the fifth inning. He's 1-for-2. The pitch. At the bottom of the zone, a strike, 1-1. Rough Riders trail 4-0 with two runs in the third inning, one in the fifth, and one in the sixth for the Rockhounds tonight. Mieses has now hit safely in all six games with the Rough Riders. 1-1. Just outside. Two balls and one strike. It's a lefty-lefty matchup between the two. The offering. Swing and a miss. Off the outside corner went chasing, and it's two balls and two strikes. The Rough Riders' rotation looks a little bit different. The pitch. Miesi swings and spanks into center field, right at Denzel Clark, angling over into left center a few steps. He's there to make the catch, two away. Fly ball out to center. Here's Cooper Johnson now. Rough Riders' rotation looks a little different, but in a good way. Ben Anderson went today. Tomorrow will be Dane Acker on the mound. And then you have, really, starting with Dane Acker, and no offense at all to Ben Anderson. He's pitched very well recently. First pitch to Cooper Johnson. He takes outside 1-0, but the horses are very impressive down the stretch in this rotation. You have Dane Acker, top 30 prospect. Mitch Bratt, top 30 prospect. Kamar Rocker, top 30 prospect. The 1-0. Went down and in, 2-0. And then Winston Santos and Emiliano Teodo, also top 30 prospects. It goes number 28, number 21, number 3. Pitches outside. Three balls and no strikes. And then number 17 and number 16 in your top 30. The pitch. Down and in. And Johnson walks. Four-pitch walk to the Riders' catcher. Brings Freiner Chavez to the plate. Riders trailing 4-0. This starting rotation starting to look like a really big strength for the Rough Riders. And this second half of the season looking really good if the Riders can score some runs. Chavi batting from the right side. The switch hitter, the pitch. There's a fly ball lifted down the right field line and twisting foul. It's 0-1. Johnson leads from first. Robles Rennies in the 0-1. Down and in. One ball and one strike. With two down, the Riders would love to get at least one here in the eighth inning, if not two. Make the ninth inning a little bit more interesting. The pitch. There's a ground ball up the middle right to the second baseman. Winkler backhands, takes it to the second base bag himself, and gets Cooper Johnson for the final out here in the eighth inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, a runner left on in the eighth. We go to the bottom of the eighth inning. And Larson Kendrick, it looks like, is coming out of the bullpen for the Riders. 4-0 Midland on the Riders Baseball Network.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free. Presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long. Every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Join the Rough Riders for Classic TV Night on Friday, August 23rd as the San Antonio Missions come to town. A Mr. T impersonator will be on hand with the A-Team band replica for a great throwback night. Come ready to represent your favorite television classic and stay late for Fireworks Friday after the 7:05 first pitch on Friday, August 23rd. Get your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride.
On Friday nights, the stars won't be the only things big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning May 26th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
This is Cole Reagans, and you're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Home half of the eighth inning, and it's the double-A debut of Larson Kendrick out on the mound for the Rough Riders. Kendrick will face 3, 4, and 5 for the Rockhounds, with Midland leading 4-0. Dealing with some injuries before the season began, Kendrick made a couple appearances in Arizona before joining the Hickory Crawdads at High A and had a 1.62 ERA through 12 appearances allowing just 3 runs over 16 and two-thirds innings, 20 strikeouts to 9 walks. Held opponents to a 1.98 average against. First pitch, Bolte fouls it straight back, and it's 0-1. Funny enough, the left-hander allowed a run in each of his last 2 outings this season. Excuse me, I said beginning of the season injury. It was actually an injury more recently. The pitch is outside, and it's 1-1. He pitched with Hickory May 19th and then didn't pitch again until the end of July and made 1 appearance with Hickory before joining the Riders. 1-1. Breaking ball up and in, and it's 2-1 on Bolte. Kendrick, a Medford, Oregon native, which is in the southern part of Oregon, went to Crater High School just north of Medford. The pitch. That's on the inside corner of strike, 2-2. Currently lives in Central Point, Oregon. 6'4", 210-pounder, 25 years old, out of Biola, a small private school in Southern California, former 8th-round selection by the Rangers. 2-2. Fouled away to the right side, and it's still 2-2. It was back in 2021 by the Rangers. Last year, all season in Hickory, 30 appearances, 13 starts, a 5.14 ERA. 2-2. Breaking ball down and in. 3-2 on Bolte. Kendrick facing Bolte here in the 8th inning, who's 0-3. 2 strikeouts, and he's grounded into a double play. Payoff. Swinging a high chopper to second. Chavez comes up, picks head high, throws onto first, and gets Bolte. 1 away. Kendrick retires the first man he sees here at the AA level. And a high Baltimore chop, chopping it right out in front of the plate. 4-0 Midland, bottom half of the 8th inning. Here's Daniel Susak. Right-handed batter. Kendrick offers. Way outside of the backstop, 1-0. He has been prone to the wild pitch. 5 of them this season. And just 18 1/3 innings. Nobody aboard, though, so that one doesn't count. 1-0. Swing and a miss. Big rip by Susak. 93-mile-an-hour fastball. Top shelf. It's 1-1. Kendrick joining the Rough Riders today. One of a few moves that the Rough Riders made. Brian Chee coming back down from AAA as well. The pitcher. 1-1. Swinging a foul back into Johnson's glove, 1-2. Tucker Mitchell joining the Riders, the catcher from Hickory. And Scott Capers going on the development list for Mitchell. The offering. Swing and a miss. Susak strikes out on a high fastball. Larson Kendrick, his first career AA strikeout. First strikeout, 2 outs now, and here's Jack Winkler. A day to remember for Kendrick, making his AA debut. He picks up a strikeout, and it's 2 up, 2 down. Here's Jack Winkler. Left-hander offers. That's up and outside, and it's 1-0. Winkler's had a great game, 2-for-2. Single, a walk, and a solo homer. 1-0. Out of play down the right side. It's 1-1. Wind softly blowing in from right field. Left-hander brings it in. There's a line shot down the left field line. Sinks in. A base hit. Rolls all the way to the fence. Winkler around first into second base with a double. His third hit today and 4th trip aboard. And he's now a triple shy of the cycle. This Midland Rockhounds offense relentless. Ryan Welvas bats now. These are the 2 best pitching teams in the Texas League. 2 best bullpens in the Texas League. And Midland has the best bullpen ERA in all of minor league baseball. The Riders are 3rd. the pitch. Up and away to Buelvas, and it's one ball and no strikes. So expect it to be very difficult to score late in the ballgame in this series. Of course, Kendrick is a new addition to this bullpen, so it changes things up just a little bit, but still very capable arm coming out of the pen. We play in the bottom of the eighth inning. One nothing offering on the way. Up and in, and it's two balls and no strikes to Buelvas. He's 0 for 3 today with a ground into a double play and a pair of flyouts. 2-0. Swing and a miss. Spurted right by him with a fastball at 93. 2-1. Jordan Groshans is on deck. Kendrick readies, and he brings it home. There's a line drive, looped foul at a play down the right side, or even at two balls and two strikes. Kendrick, a guy who probably was going to join the Rough Riders a little earlier this season had he not gotten hurt. Good to see him up here now. Former eighth rounder in 2021. The 2-2. Inside corner, got him looking. Larson Kendrick with two strikeouts and a scoreless inning in his Double-A debut. The Rough Riders need to get something going with the bats. They trail 4-0 as we go to the top of the ninth inning on the Riders Baseball Network.
Coming to Riders Field on August 25th, Touch a Truck Night, presented by Alpha and Omega Equipment. Kids can enjoy the ball game and also interact with fire trucks, police cars, and more. Thanks to our friends from the Frisco Fire Department and the Frisco Police Department. Don't miss Touch a Truck Night presented by Alpha and Omega Equipment on August 25th. Grab your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
The covered wagons at Riders Field offer the experience on the third base line in the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
It's time for the top of the ninth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
We go to the top of the ninth inning. The Riders trail 4-0 in this series opener. A new pitcher out on the mound for the Rockhounds as well. It's Seth Elledge who takes over. Elledge, the fourth arm for the Rockhounds today. Blake Beers went six innings in his start, and then it's been a new man every inning. Tyler Baum, Domingo Robles, and now Seth Elledge. Top of the order due up for the Rough Riders, trying to get four runs to tie or five to take the lead in this top of the ninth. Osuna 0 for 3 today, standing in for the left side against the right-hander. Elledge peering in. He's got his sign. The 28-year-old out of Dallas steals home. Top of the zone, a strike. It's 0-1. Former Seattle Mariners draft pick in the fourth round in 2017. Former big leaguer with St. Louis. Both 2020 and 2021. 0-1. Up and in. It's one ball and one strike to Osuna. This year with the Rockhounds, a 2-2 record, a 2.40 ERA in 22 outings. 1.73 opponent batting average, I should say. 1-1. Osuna flicks it foul into the Riders' dugout on the left side. One ball and two strikes. Four nothing. Rough Riders trailing here in the ninth. 1-2. Bounces down in the dirt, and it's two balls and two strikes. The Riders and Rockhounds will play game two of this series tomorrow. Midland is yet to announce a starter, but Dane Acker will go for the Rough Riders. He's 4-4 with a 3.47 ERA, just like tonight. We'll play it at 6:30. 2-2. There's a fly ball lifted into left center field. Clark on the run. It's over his head, all the way to the fence on a hop. Osuna up to second base, and he's got himself his 11th double with the Rough Riders in 27 games. He continues to be a doubles machine and an extra base hit machine as well. That's now 16 extra base hits in 27 games. Alejandro Osuna gets the Rough Riders just their third hit of the night. Frisco still trailing 4-0. They have a base runner, and here's Caber Rodriguez. Here's the right-hander ready from the stretch, and he brings in the first pitch. It's a strike on the outside corner. It's 0-1. It seems like we've seen plenty of Seth Elledge this season. As the right-hander readies from the stretch and brings it home. That's low and outside, 1-1. Just the second Rough Riders hit against Elledge this season. And 15 at-bats. Max Acosta previously had a solo home run against him. Rodriguez facing him for the first time this year. 1-1. Up and outside, and it's two balls and one strike. Josh Hatcher on deck. Osuna has his lead from second base. And the 2-1. It fits in there for a strike. And Rodriguez nodding in approval of the call. It's two balls and two strikes. A lot of work to do here in this ninth inning. Elledge the 2-2. Fought off the fist. Foul down the right side. It's still two balls and two strikes. Rodriguez tapping the handle of the bat against the ground just to make sure it didn't break. And it looks like it's good to go. He stands in once again from the right side, pinwheeling the bat out towards the hill twice. Elledge with a black glove tucked against his chest as he looks in and gets his sign. Now a belly-high set. And the 2-2. Fouled away, back behind home, and it's still two balls and two strikes. Rough Riders in their red tops today with gray pants, red ball cap. It's the home whites on the other side for Midland. Right-hander comes home. A swing and a chopper out to second base. Winkler to his left, picks, lobs it onto first, and gets Caber. Osuna down to third. One out. Josh Hatcher takes his turn now. Riders trail 4-0 to the Rockhounds in this top of the ninth inning. Hatcher walked back in the fourth to reach for his 18th consecutive game. Pitch home. He checks his swing, takes inside 1-0. Like a pretty good pitch, didn't get the call. Here's the 1-0. Swinging a ground ball out to shortstop. Ironman's got it. Slings it on to first and gets Hatcher. Osuna comes in to score on the play, and the Riders will not be shut out tonight. They now trail 4-1. RBI ground out by Hatcher. And Cody Freeman, the final hope for the Rough Riders tonight. Freeman 0-3. First pitch, low and outside. One ball and no strikes. Ben Anderson strong in his start, allowing three runs over his five innings. But the Riders, just not enough early offense to back him. 1-0. That misses up, and it's two balls and no strikes. Frisco has struggled this season here in this ballpark. And it looks like here in game one, those struggles will continue. The pitch. Fastball strike outside corner. Two balls and one strike on Freeman now. Pitch home. Swinging a ground ball, hit hard, but right at short. Ironman backhand, straightens, throws to first, and the ball game's over. Riders fall 4-1 in the opener to Midland. And a game that only took 2 hours and 6 minutes. Tied for the shortest game of the year for the Rough Riders. They lose it 4-1. We'll bring it down to the postgame show when we come back here on the Riders Baseball Network.
On Friday nights, the Stars won't be the only things big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning May 26th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free. Presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long. Every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Ball game over!
The game may be over, but we're not done yet.
What a way to finish!
Post-game coverage on the Rough Riders Baseball Network starts right now.
We welcome you back to Midland as the Rough Riders fall today 4-1 in this series opener. Four runs on eight hits, no errors, five left on base for the Rockhounds. The Rough Riders, one run on three hits, no errors, and three left on base. Frisco just could not get the bats going tonight as they scored their one run in that ninth inning on an RBI groundout by Josh Hatcher after Alejandro Osuna doubled, and he eventually came in to score. The Rough Riders on the pitching side of things, Ben Anderson allowed three runs over his five innings while Damian Mendoza went two, surrendering just one run on a solo homer the first batter he saw. And Larson Kindrick in his double-A debut went a scoreless inning, striking out two, surrendering just one base hit on a double in that eighth inning. So some positives to look at it, and also some not-so-positives with Frisco in the opening game of this series. Hopefully that offense can get going a little bit as the series progresses. But Ben Anderson is handed the loss. Blake Beers picks up the win, and no save from Seth Elledge as it was a four-run game when he entered. We'll tell you some scores from around the Texas League and also let you know what's going on at the big league level as the Rangers and Astros are meeting for game two of their three-game set currently at Globe Life Field. More to come on the postgame show when we come back. 4-1, Riders fall to the Rockhounds in the Riders Baseball Network.
Need help planning your upcoming group gathering? Treat everyone in your party to premium or bullpen seating options under the North Texas sky at Riders Field. With tickets starting at as low as $12, call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature and a sports venue, the Lazy River.
Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Riders game. For solo riders, individual tickets are available on Sundays. And don't forget the 21 and Up party every Thursday beginning May 23rd for Twisted Tea Rowdy at the River. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
You're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Welcome back to Midland and Momentum Bank Ballpark. One final time, Rough Riders fall 4-1 to the Midland Rockhounds in this series opener. Zach Bigley back with you. Final game time, 2 hours and 6 minutes in front of 1,886 fans here in Midland. Let's get you some scores from around the Texas League. The Rough Riders, the only game that is currently done. They're in the bottom of the sixth inning in Amarillo. It's 4-4 between the Naturals and the Sod Poodles. In the bottom of the sixth in Springfield as well, it's 8-0. Springfield leads San Antonio, while Corpus Christi and Wichita also tied at 4 in the top of the seventh. In the final game, Arkansas leading 2-0 in the eighth inning over the Tulsa Drillers. As for the affiliates in the Rangers organization, we start in AAA, where the Express are on the road facing the Dodger-affiliated Oklahoma City Baseball Club. Yes, they are the actual Oklahoma City Baseball Club. Tim Brennan, coming off the injured list, allowed 4 runs over 2 2/3 innings in his start, walking 4. Not a great sign for the former Rough Rider, Tim Brennan. Dustin Harris, though, does have 2 home runs today. He's 2 for 3 with 3 RBIs. That gives him now 9 on the season, the former Rough Rider putting in the work offensively, while Blaine Krim, Justin Foscue, and Jonathan Ornelas, all former Rough Riders, all with a base hit. And Kellen Strom at 0 for 2 with a strikeout so far today. He's hitting just 172 in his first couple weeks up at the AAA level. As for the big league club, the Rangers in action against the Astros, they are being no-hit through 6-plus innings tonight. They are trailing 2-0 thanks to an RBI single by Jake Myers in the fourth, and another RBI single by Jake Myers in the sixth inning. And the Astros looking for revenge after the Rangers had a walk-off homer from Josh Smith last night in the opener of that series to pull within 3.5 games of the Astros in the standings. Framber Valdez has gone 6 1/3, no-hit innings with 4 strikeouts against the Rangers so far. And they're trying to break that as Josh Smith just grounded out and Corey Seager is up at the plate right now. So the top of the order trying to get their first hit of the night and come from behind and win this one against the Astros. The Rough Riders and Rockhounds will play game 2 of the series tomorrow at 6:30. Dane Acker will take the ball for the Rough Riders. He's 4-4 with a 3.47 earned run average. The Rockhounds have not announced a pitcher for tomorrow or the rest of the series, but hopefully we'll get that starting rotation from them very, very soon as Frisco and Midland will match up tomorrow at 6:30 for the second game of the series. For our pregame interview tomorrow, we'll have part 2 of our interview with Tucker Mitchell, Rough Riders catcher. It was a great interview and good to have him joining the Rough Riders earlier today. So it should be fun to get you part 2 of that interview and also game 2 of this series. Hope we can have you join us here on the Riders Baseball Network. That's going to do it for our broadcast this evening from Midland, Texas. Thanks to everybody who made this broadcast possible. On behalf of everybody with the Frisco Rough Riders, my partner Luke Maley back in Frisco, I'm Zach Bigley saying thanks for listening tonight. The Rough Riders fall 4-1 to the Rockhounds, but they'll take them on for Game 2 tomorrow at 6:30 with the first pitch. We'll talk to you at 6:15 for pregame. But until then, have a wonderful rest of your life.
Thank you for listening to another presentation of Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network. Special thanks to Scott Burchett, Chuck Greenberg, and the rest of the Rough Riders front office staff for their continued support. For more information, visit ridersbaseball.com. Until next time, go Riders! Let's ride!